A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees approached Jesus. Is it against the law for a man to divorce his wife? They were testing him. He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" "Moses allowed us," they said, "to draw up a writ of dismissal and so to divorce." Then Jesus said to them, "It was because you were so unteachable that he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. This is why a man must leave father and mother, and the two become one body. They are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide." Back in the house, the disciples questioned him again about this, and he said to them, "The man who divorces his wife and marries another is guilty of adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she is guilty of adultery too." People were bringing little children for him to touch them. The disciples turned them away. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. I tell you solemnly, anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he put his arms round them, laid his hands on them, and gave them his blessing. This is the gospel of the Lord. If you've ever taken a group of children or a coachful of children on an outing, probably leaving about 9 o'clock, you'll know that by 10 o'clock they're starving, and by 11 they're almost breaking in two. And if you haven't got a good eye on the lunch that they may have with them, you'll probably find it's been eaten before you've even got halfway there. Seems to be that children and food go well together, but that's something that goes through the rest of our lives. When they come home from school, probably the first question is, what is there to eat? Food and drink, very much part of our lives, they matter so much from our earliest moments, but then equally that goes on most of our life. There are, of course, odd moments when we don't want to eat too much, but nevertheless, it's an important part of being actually alive because it sustains us in being, which is why, of course, God nourishes and feeds his people. And that we got from the Gospels that when there's a lack of whatever, then the Lord provides. When they've run out of wine, he makes gallons from the water. When he needs to feed 5,000, meager resources of 5 loaves and 2 fish are enough. Because the Lord is ever abundant and there is always plenty to go round. It's always something to bear in mind. But the children, I want to go back to the children, because the disciples wanted to turn them away, but Jesus rebukes them and welcomes them. And I think in doing so, he's actually saying something important about the way we should behave. Anyone who doesn't welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And what he's really saying is children are trusting. They view the world in a fresh way. They've got an uncomplicated way and view of right and wrong. I mean, I've said to you before that the cries we ever heard was, "It ain't fair, miss." And it ain't fair. Life ain't fair. But they know. They discover that quite quickly in life, that that's the way it is. It seems only as we get older that grey areas appear, that we lose our trust, both in people and sometimes even in God. And of course, as we grow up, life does become more complicated. We can lose sight of things that are important to us. We know at the moment, and it's been going on now for well over 12 months, the financial crisis and around the world, and there are signs, but there are signs in different directions. But it brings with them difficulties and worries and anxieties about money and work and home and where we're going to provide this and that, and our way of life may have to change. It's easy to get wrapped up then in ourselves. And that's why at Family Fast Time, it's good that we widen that vision and see. And what I read is that in parts of the world, severe food shortages, price rises, job losses, plus, of course, poor harvests, have left up to 90 million more people struggling to feed themselves and their families. And then, of course, in this last week, we've heard the earthquake in Indonesia, the flooding in the Philippines, the tsunami in Samoa, the drought in East Africa. That's just this week. And it raises in children's minds, as in ours too, why? One place is awash with water and sort of flooded out, another place is arid and dry. Of course, it's like all things in life, that you take a wider view, and it was ever so. Just go back to the scriptures. If you remember James in the reading you had last week was saying, woe to the rich, it's all crashing round you. Well, he was writing that nearly 2,000 years ago, and it still is relevant today. And so people talk about a famine on biblical proportions because it's been part and parcel of life. And Cafod emailed yesterday to say, just to let you know this, that they've allocated 100,000 to Indonesia, 250,000 to East Africa, 20,000 to the Philippines, and 10,000 to Samoa. And that's just in the last few days. So what we do in Harvest Fast Time is supporting all that. But also, children have a way of noticing things that we may perhaps miss. When maybe we look at the wonder of the world and the creation around us, it's always good to remind ourselves, as I did at the start, that God is the creator and sustainer of that universe and being. And we should continue, despite what goes on, because of what goes on, to wonder at the tremendous creation that the Lord has given us. Wonders that are under threat from our sort of climate change, but also the way we consume, excessive consumption of different things around the world, just to reflect on. When sometimes maybe we need fresh eyes to look at the difficulties faced by other people in poverty around the world, turning away from just what affects us and seeing others in deeper, a much deeper, deeper distress and problems. Or children asking the questions as they see all this on their screens, that why are people like the lady on the front of our Harvest Fast Day appeal envelope, sort of starving and struggling to provide for their families, and yet we waste so much. The Western world wastes and throws away so much. And the questions as to why people seem, some people, getting richer and the rest of the world getting poorer. Many, many questions are raised in harvest time. And so the gospel comes to remind us of the importance first of families, because that's where we're nourished and fed and supported. Children, families come through from that gospel reading. But what sustains us in being in families is, of course, the food and the shelter that we share together. But that gospel is also a reminder of the openness, the enthusiasm, the trusting nature of children. And it's Jesus saying to us, this is what you've got to be like if you want to be in my kingdom. It's not being childish, it's being childlike. It's having that keenness, that enthusiasm, that freshness, that openness, that trustingness of God our Father. Powerful things for us to take away on this Harvest Sunday. But I would remind you, if you were given the envelopes as you were last week, if you forgot to fast on Friday. It doesn't matter which day. If you forgot, you can do it one day this week. Do fill your Harvest Fast envelope in. Bring it in. Leave it as you go this morning, or bring it in when you're here next week. Because whatever hardships we may have, they're insignificant in as we look around the world. And we're reminded that it's one world that we belong to. It's God's. Pray that we may work together for his one world.